Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this morning is the gospel lesson. Especially we'll use verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. And this is the text. And the word Emmanuel, what does it mean? Very simply, God with us, or in the literal wooden Hebrew, with us God. The emphasis on being with us. And that of course is the true meaning of Christmas. It's not the trees, it's not the presents, it's not the lights, it's not anything else. It is that wild act by God of coming into the world. And being with us and one of us. And in himself, taking all the extremes and bringing them all together so that you can ask questions which, if you ask them of any other person, they make absolutely no sense. But of Jesus, well, that's everything. And so he is the Almighty, who lies there helpless in the manger or carried in his mother's arms. He is the all-knowing, who will have to learn to walk and speak and all kinds of other things. He is the eternal, who's newborn. He is God, infinite, beyond all the creation, cannot be contained by the universe, will not fit into anything. And yet there he is in that little body. And to steal and twist a phrase, he is God who has put himself in a box. And the box is a feed trough used by the animals, and the smells of the animals are all around, and this is God. And right there is one of the amazing things about Christianity, because right at the beginning of everything and where it seems so simple, as you start digging into it deeper and deeper and deeper, there is no way to exhaust everything that is in this simple act. No way to completely explain it. He's God and man. He's the God-man. And theologians have struggled for 2,000 years to attempt to explain it. Here's a few words. God of the substance of the Father, begotten before the worlds, and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world, perfect God and perfect man, of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting, equal to the Father according to his divinity, inferior to the Father according to his humanity. And there's contrasts and riddles and all sorts of things that are there, and yet they all come together and are sorted out in Jesus Christ. I've got a book in my library, 490 pages, called The Two Natures in Christ. What do you call 490 pages trying to explain how Jesus can be both God and man? It's a good start. Okay? Not in all eternity will we fully be able to grasp and understand this. And yet, on the other hand, turning the whole thing completely around, where you find God in his most amazing character, where he goes completely beyond all human understanding, where he is unknowable to us, all of those things that are absolutely, completely beyond us, you can take those and you can come together on a Wednesday evening and have the little children, the Sunday school children, present a little play about Jesus being born. And all of a sudden, all of what was completely astounding and incomprehensible comes into sharp focus. That's one of the most amazing things that you can say about Christianity. And all of that happens because of that one person, that child who is God. Happens because God has chosen to be one of us and be that little child. He is Emmanuel. And we're still struggling as Christians to fully unpack everything that is in that simple description of Jesus Christ. So Emmanuel then means that God chooses to not stay up in heaven apart from us, but chooses to come into the world and be one of us. Which will mean, as the story unfolds, that Jesus has feelings and emotions, that he begins his ministry with hunger and in prayer, that he truly is one of us. God with us means that where there are parts of our lives that we wonder, are those fit to be in the presence of God? That God chooses to come into our lives so that every part of our life is in his presence. And where in our lives there may be confusion, there may be problems, there may be struggles, we have Emmanuel, God with us, to be with us through all of those things. See, beginning his ministry with hunger and in prayer, that ministry would go on, and he would eat with the sinners. He would touch the lepers. He would command the dead to rise. He would go to a garden and kneel in prayer, and in that prayer be in agony in his soul. He would pray a prayer that would simply be a question. How does that fit? God praying a prayer to God, and his prayer is a question? That comes from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Emmanuel means, as you unpack the term Emmanuel, it means there is not any place that I can go that is so far that God is not with me. If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the grave, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your right hand will lead me and your right hand take hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me and the night will surround me, even the darkness is not dark to you. God with us. How extreme can it get? How about a fellow who is praying to God from inside the belly of a fish? And God hears. And then Jesus
in the New Testament says, oh, the sign of Jonah. As Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the fish, so the Son of Man must be in the earth 3 days. And it all fits together. And he chooses to walk with us. And the full measure of what that means, that he chooses to walk with us, is astonishing. Is there something that we've experienced that he doesn't know and understand? Is there a place so far from God that he cannot be there with us? Are there questions that are so difficult that he doesn't understand what it means to walk by faith through those things? Is there a problem with life that Jesus has not joined himself to so that he can walk it with us? Is there a sin that we live with that Jesus won't have any part of? And you know the answers to those questions. Emmanuel, God with us, means that he follows through all the way to the farthest, to the furthest extreme. And there he is. There's a saying that's become current on our days. It goes like this: been there, done that, got the cheap t-shirt. Okay? Yes, you can apply that to Jesus Christ. Been there, done that. Experienced in all of those things. So that Emmanuel, God with us, means that he will not allow there to be a place where he is not Emmanuel, God with us. And that's his promise for us as Christians in this life, every step of our walk as Christians. Oh, and now the pastor is going to push it even more extreme than that? Yes. Yes. Because it goes for the whole world. See, the way that Jesus confronts humanity is he will take every single person and be able to say to them, been there, done that, I know what you're going through, I know what the issues are, I know the struggles, been there, done that. And who would you rather have? Who would you rather have being God than this Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, who can say that to you? So that through the centuries, that one after another person is confronted with this Jesus who says to them, been there, done that, I know what you've been going through. I know what it's like to be uncertain. I know what it is like to be separated from God. I know what it is like to have a load of sin. Oh, really? Yes. That's what Good Friday was all about. I know what it is like to be human, to go through life having uncertainty about the future. Really? Oh, yes, that's what Christmas was all about. I know what it's like to struggle with hunger, with doubt, with poverty, Oh, yes, that's what Jesus' whole life was all about. And two effects come out of this. Number one, that he is still able to confront and to call people who feel they are apart from or far from God or alienated, still able to call them to himself and into that one-on-one relationship. That's one effect. And the second one is for Christians, that we know, that we have confidence, that we go through this life, and this Jesus Christ, this Emmanuel, is God with us. Letter to the Hebrews. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. And so, we can come to him and find help in our time of need. He is Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus' name, amen.